Thank you for being here. Thank you. So thank you everyone for being here this beautiful Sunday morning. You could be out and about enjoying the blue sky and sunshine. So thank you for being here. If you don't come, then I will have no one to talk to. So thank you. 谢谢大家，今天早上这么天气这么好，可是来到这边听这个演讲，如果大家不出席呢，那我就没有这个机会来做这个演讲了，所以谢谢大家。 So before I start with the talk, I want to take this opportunity again. I couldn't help but admire this wonderful space that the Foshas and the volunteers have put together, our temporary space for us to engage in the practice while our center is being expanded and renovated. And I want to express my gratitude for the tireless effort of all the volunteers and the Foshas in maintaining this wonderful space so that we have this place to engage in the practice. 那也希望用这个机会呢，来让我有那个感恩大家那个义工菩萨们跟法师们把这个地方弄得这么好哈。那我们这个临时的道场都是这么好这么漂亮的庄严的道场。那当我们道场正在那个在装修的期间呢，我们还是有一个这么好的地方来修行。 也希望用这个机会来，谢谢所有的义工菩萨跟法师们来护持这个道场，让我们有这个道这么多年有这个道场来修行哈，这个是非常难得非常感恩哦，真希望借这个机会来让我有可以感恩一下。So today's topic, four great vows in daily life. 今天我讲的题目就是刚才讲那个中文那个题目很好听啊，我不是四弘誓愿在生活中的实践哈。So preparing for this talk afforded me the opportunity to revisit important teaching by Master Shen Yan in the Hoofprint of the Ox, where Master Shen Yan talks about making great vows as one of the key conditions for chan practice. 那在准备这个演讲的，让我有这个机会呢，就是在去看师父的教导哈。那在这本牛，中文不知道这个中文是什么名字，牛的这something，那个这是那个书本里面呢，师父有提到发宏愿发大愿是禅修一个很重要的条件，就是要禅修禅修行的好，发大愿是非常重要的。So what are the reasons for that making great vows is so important for chan practice? According to Master Shen Yan, one of the major reasons for making great vows is so that we know clearly what it is that you seek, to set your eyes firmly on it. This is like keep your eyes on the ball. If you don't make vows, you don't know what it is that you're doing. So without knowing clearly what one's goals in the practice are, we will easily get lost. For example, some people, they start practicing, they might have some meditative experiences, and they thought, oh, okay, that's what I'm seeking. That's because they don't know what their real goal is. Or they read things, they hear things, and then they hear, oh, if I do this, you know, I can keep my healthy life, healthy body, and live a long life. And then they go all focusing on that, forgetting what it is that they are doing in the practice. So, in fact, Master Shen Yan said that great vows give us this clear direction without which we will likely be running in circles over and over again on our path. This is one reason why making great vows is important. 那为什么师父说那个发那个大愿这么重要呢？在禅修里面。 第一个原因呢，就是师父说发大愿就是让我们呢很清楚的知道我们在修行是要干什么的，是要追求什么的。我们有这个很清楚的目标的时候呢，我们就会知道我们就很清楚我们的方向了。当我们呢在修行里面是没有明确的目标呢，我们就很容易迷路。有些菩萨可能开始修行或者开始打坐，然后呢有一些那个打坐的经验，哦，搞不清楚，以为哦，这个就是我修行的目的，就是有这些追求这些打坐的经验，或是呢在看书啦、听演讲啦，就是听到要怎么我们就可以身体健康啦，可以活得越来越长，可以活得很长啦，对吧？啊，然后就搞错了啊，以为那个就是我们修行的目标。所以呢师父就讲到呢，我们如果没有发大愿的时候，没有那个大愿给我们很清楚的方向的话，我们修行的路上可能就一直在绕圈，搞不清楚自己在做什么。 The second major reason for making great vows according to Master Shen Yan is to help us overcome selfishness. When we engage in practice, it's easy for us to fall into this obsession over what's going on with ourselves. Thinking, am I making progress? Am I enlightened yet? Why aren't I always happy? I thought I'm being promised that if I practice, I will be happy. I won't suffer. On and on. And in fact, this obsession about ourselves, this selfishness, obstructs our practice. And making great vows help us overcome our selfishness. 那发大愿第二个为什么发大愿有这么重要？第二个原因呢，就是让我们呢可以呢不要那么自我中心。因为很容易呢，当我们修行的时候呢，我们就整天，如果我们自我中心很重的话，我们就整天在担心，哎，我为什么还没开悟啊？我为什么还这么痛苦啊？我为什么，哎，怎么不是说修行我就会快乐的吗？为什么我不是整天都很快乐？就整天在想自己究竟是怎么这一回事？这个是我们修行的非常一个大的障碍。那如果我们可以发大愿，这个大愿呢就会可以帮助我们呢不要那么自我中心这么重。 So when we make great vows, we remind ourselves that we practice for the sake of all living beings, and that will help us overcome our obsession over our own suffering and happiness, achievements and misfortunes, and give us a clear directionin our lifelong practice. 所以呢，当我们发大愿的时候呢，我们就提醒我们自己，我们修行是为谁修行的？我们修行是为众生修行的。那这样子呢，我们呢就不会整天在想，在抱怨我们好痛苦啊，我就什么样可以快乐啊，我得到什么，我失去什么，整天在讲那些东西。而且呢，我们呢就可以呢清醒，有一个一生的这个修行的道路上面呢，有一个非常明确清楚的方向呢。So what are the four great vows we are talking about here? So some of you who have recited the liturgy, you might be familiar with it. So I'm reading one particular translation of it. There are a number of different translations you might have encountered. So the four great vows are: I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. I vow to cut off endless vexations. I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma. I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood.那究竟那个这个四弘誓愿是什么吗？大家可能就已经很熟悉啦啊，那个四弘誓愿那个中文呢，就通常是这样子的：众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断， 法门无量誓愿学，佛道无上誓愿成，这个就是誓弘誓愿哈。And they seem impossible to achieve and really intimidating. Alright, if we first hear and you participate in a retreat, you ask me, oh, like, you know, what did I sign up for? This sounds really intimidating. 那这几个誓弘誓愿好像没有可能吧？那个好像这好太大了，这个太大太高太远了，这个目标好像让我们觉得好像没可能是可以成功的哈。尤其是如果我们是新学的时候，在要念这个誓弘誓愿的时候，我就可能心里面在想，我究竟是不是我这那个搞错了，我是去错了班了什么？哈。And Master Chen Yan reminds us that we should not hesitate to make these great vows just because we are afraid that we will fall short and fail to achieve them. The fact that these are such great vows, they give us a clear direction in our practice, as there's always more we can do to improve. So if we set our goal high, it seems unreachable, that means we can always have something to improve on. In order to fulfill these vows, that's why, there's a whole reason why these great vows seem so impossible to achieve. 那师父跟我提醒我们呢，我们不应该因为呢觉得这些这个誓弘誓愿好像就是我们大概是不会成功的，大概没有办法达到的这个目的的，我们就因为害怕失败呢，我们就不发这个愿了，我们不应该是这样子。而师父说应该是因为这些这个誓弘誓愿是这么高深远大，这样子呢就给我们一个目标一个方向，就是我们永远都可以有东西可以继续就让我们进步的，这个就是它的功能哈。And he points out that the emphasis should be on the effort to keep making progress and not focusing on the moment of accomplishment or failure. So this means that we just keep practicing moment after moment, doing our best and not dwell on, wow, I was really compassionate to that person. Ooh, I did something. Wow, I had no vexation at all. That's past few moments. And it's like, oh, wow, like, I cut off my vexations. And but like this moment, how about now? Are there vexations? Am I delivering sentient beings now? So we keep going. 那师父呢就讲到呢，那个重点应该是放在我们一直不断的在努力怎么样去让我们修行可以进步，而不是呢那个就看我们有在那个修行的时候有什么成就或是失败，我又没有办法那个成功的好好的那个把这个愿修好哈。这个意思就是我们就不管我们有这个目标，可是我们只是修行，一个当下一个当下的修行，尽我们的能力修行，而不是说就想到哎呀我刚才好慈悲哦，对那个菩萨好慈悲哦，然后我终于都可以做到了，做到可以那个度众生了，或者是呢我刚才好像完全没有杂念，没有烦恼哦，哇，我好像都已经断烦恼了，哈，刚才是这样子，那现在呢？现在这个当下有没有烦恼呢？现在这个当下有没有在度众生呢？我们是继续修行，继续。I want to talk about the four great vows in daily life, because I want to share what a great tool these are for our daily practice. 那今天我讲这个题目呢，这个誓弘誓愿在生活中的实践呢， 是因为我希望用这个机会来跟大家分享呢，这个发誓弘誓愿呢，是一个在我们日常生活里面修行的一个非常有用的工具，所以我希望这个着眼点是在这里。A number of years ago, a very dear friend who is sitting right in front of me asked me this question, Harry. So I dedicated this talk to him. So he asked me, this first great vow, I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, seems really just beyond me. Like, how is it possible that I can deliver innumerable sentient beings?Given the limitation of my ability, where I can be, obviously cannot be everywhere, and the amount of time I have things to do, I have to go to work, I cannot be just spending all my time delivering sentient beings, I won't be able to pay my rent. So, like, so what's this vow about? Is it just saying? Is it just talking? Right. Excellent question. And from that question, I've been contemplating the four great vows these years. Thank you, Harry. 很多年前呢，好几年前呢，哈，我也这位非常好的朋友那个 Harry 菩萨在这里呢，很谢谢他问这个问题哈，问我，这个我们发誓弘誓愿哈，第一个愿众生无边誓愿度，好像是没可能的，好像是没可能的，因为我们怎么可能把所有的众生都度呢？我只可以在这里，不可以。在那里，在全部的世界，全部地方都在那边去度那些众生，哈。又我时间有限，我的能力有限，那我还要那个上班，还要赚钱，还要养家。我如果整天就只是去度众生，我怎么生活啊？这个就问题非常好，所以呢，很感恩Harry 菩萨问了这个问题呢。我因为那个从那个时候我就开始在想思考这个誓弘誓愿，哈。It's easy to think that the four great vows is some high-minded ideal. So when vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings, our mind can easily travel to places where there are these poor, starving people in faraway places. Oh, like those, I want to deliver those sentient beings.Suffering sentient beings. Oh, our mind may travel to animals that are being mistreated in factory farms, or maybe animals being poached for their skin or for their ivory in some other continent. Our mind can travel over there. And so when we're making this great vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, that might be where our mind goes. When we do that,Making this vow can easily turn into some form of prayer. I was like, okay, I'm vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings, meaning that I'm sending good wishes to these poor things, these poor people, poor animals, hoping that they will be saved somehow by somebody. I'm doing my part in hoping that this is possible. So it becomes a prayer instead of a vow.这个我们在发第一个誓弘誓愿，众生无边誓愿度哈的时候呢，很容易呢，这个誓弘誓愿的时候，我们很容易就会把它看成一个，这个就是很那个虚魔的一个很那个理想啦，很理想化的哈，那当我们呢在发愿呢、要度无边的众生的时候呢，我们的心呢可能很容易就去到其他的地方，想到对对对，我们有很多很穷很那个肚子饿的众生在很远的地方哈，他很穷的国家那些众生呢、就是我们要度的众生，还有或是那个动物啊，那个在那个养鸡养牛的工厂里面呐、 他们好好痛苦啊，那个因为他们的生活环境非常差，或者是呢那些在非洲的那些动物啊在给人家暴杀，那个都是很可怜的。我这个法院要那个度众生，就是度那些众生的很远很远地方的众生。当我们呢这样子想，这个心这样子想，在度在那个发这个愿的时候呢，这个愿发这个愿有很容易就可能变成好像一个祈祷啊，我在愿希望也希望那个众生呢这些可怜的众生呢都是有人可以救他了哈，我就是这样子发个愿，就希望大家不是谁了哈，去帮助他们了，这样子发愿变成只是我希望是这样子。So when we really pay attention to what we are saying and realize that we are vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings, that means I'm supposed to be helping them. I'm not hoping someone else would do it. Then it is when the sense of powerlessness can set in. So, I'm the one who's supposed to do it. Well, that can't be done. How can I possibly deliver innumerable sentient beings? Right? And because there's so many. And one might think that I can't even help myself most of the time. So, when we believe we can't really fulfill the vow, then we can fall into this habit of just saying them as empty words. And they will be missed opportunities for our practice. We're just saying it like some prayer, just saying things that we do. But we're without really, really contemplating what it means and what it is that we can do. So, 可是呢，当我们呢真正的是在发这个愿，众生无边誓愿度，真的去听我们在发这个愿，自己在讲这些字的时候呢，我们就发现啊，我是在说我要去度众生了，不是希望其他人去帮助这些众生了啊。那我们这个时候就发现这样子的时候呢，就很容易就想到啊，这个没可能啦，那个无力感就会产生了，会想到我怎么可能无量的无边的众生都可以度尽呢？我怎么有可能力呢？这么多众生，然后还有我自己都救不了哎，我们可能就会这样想了。当我们相信这个是我们没可能做到的事情，绝对没可能的时候，我们就变成在发这个愿的时候只是讲空话，只是讲这些字。那如果我们发愿是这样子的发法的话呢，我们就没有好好的抓紧这个好修行的机会了。This is why I like us to think about the four great vows as tools to help us stay with our practice in daily life. 这个就是为什么我希望用这个机会请大家去思考呢，就是把这个誓弘誓愿呢看成是我们日常生活修行的一个工具。When we vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, we are reminding ourselves of our motivation behind our practice. We remind ourselves that we are not practicing for ourselves only. When we practice for ourselves only, we can easily fall into spiritual materialism.Looking for meditative experiences, breakthrough moments, whatever it is, and then jot them down as our attainments on our spiritual path. Maybe stuff we can go tell other people about, you know, because we want to have something to show for. We've been practicing, going to retreats, maybe, like we want to have something to show for. Now, there is nothing wrong with having meditative experiences, nothing wrong at all. They are natural parts of our practice. When we practice, these things will happen on their own. But they become obstacles on our path when we seek them as trophies to add to our sense of self-importance, which usually lead us down the path of growing arrogance and causing suffering for ourselves and others, rather than liberation from suffering. This is why we want to be careful. 就是为了我们自己而修行呢，我们就很容易变成呢，去追求修行里面的一些经验，追求打坐一些特别的经验呐，或是有什么突破啊，就是让我们可以或许希望让我们有这些东西跟其他人交代吧，人家说，哎，你整天修行啊，去禅期啊，禅持啊，你有什么收获啊，你就走了，那就可以跟人家讲，哦，我有这个什么特别的经验呐，这样子，好，那有这些经验呢，不是问题，不是问题，因为我们修行自然就会有这些经验的。可是呢，当我们把他们当成我们好像那个奖品一样，我们是在一直在追求有这些得到这些经验的时候呢，就这些经验就变成我们的绊脚石，修行道路上面的绊脚石。因为呢，我们当我们追求这些经验的时候，我们呢其实就是一直把我们的自大的心越来越狂大，而让我们呢越来越高傲，而让我让其他人痛苦，让我们痛苦，而不是呢让我们呢可以呢离苦得乐。所以呢，这个我们要小心哈，要小心，要常常提醒我们自己为什么要修行。
When we vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, it is helpful to start with actual people in our lives, not some abstract people that's out there in Africa or something. Many practitioners come to the practice for their loved ones. I have many practitioners in retreats who tell me they want to be more loving and present for those they love. Because they realize that when they can't be fully present with their loved ones, because their mind is too scattered, they can't hear their pain or worry or joy fully, if at all. So then they cannot respond appropriately to let their loved ones feel loved, and may instead respond in hurtful ways. Without meaning to do so, they meant to be loving, but they end up hurting the people they love most. This is very tragic. We might be able to relate to that. So these practitioners want to practice to cultivate a calm and clear mind so that they can love others the way they truly want to. And this is a great way to motivate oneself in one's practice. So they are practicing so that people they love will live happier lives. 那当我们呢发这个愿呢，要度无边的众生的时候呢，我们呢其实呢可以呢
从我们身边认识的人来开始，不是想啊，我要度那些在非洲那个很苦的人，那好像就是太抽象了哈。我们身边认识的人开始。在禅修的时候呢，那个禅三禅七禅十的时候，我很多菩萨们呢就会跟我说，他们来修行呢是因为他家里的人，为了他家里的人来修行的，因为他希望呢他可以呢有更好的爱他们的家人，好好的爱他人家，让他们可以呢好好的去做一个好的聆听者。因为他们发现呢，当他们的心太散乱的时候呢，没有办法好好的聆听到他们家人，如果是有什么痛苦在他们的心里面呢，有什么忧虑，或是有什么他们非常开心的事情呢，他们都没有办法可以好好的聆听到。那当他们呢没有好好的聆听清楚的时候呢，他们就发现当在他们的反应的时候呢，就没有适合的反应了。可能呢他希望对他们的家人那个表现他们的爱，可能他们呢反而呢在反应的时候呢做出一些伤害他们的事情，这个是很可悲的。我们或许也有这样子的经验了，所以这些菩萨们呢就希望来修行安心，还有呢好可以好好的可以好好的看到自己的起心动念，那这样子呢他们就可以呢好好的认真的去爱护他们心爱的人。这个是非常好的给我们修行的动力，不是为了自己，是希望我们身边的人快乐离苦得乐，非常好。So and some practitioners told me when they come practice something that really bothered them is that they simply couldn't help being critical and judgmental of othersEven though it's really hurtful to them. And in particular, very often, they find that it is their loved ones, like they just get very critical or judgmental of their own parents, their children, their spouse, and they feel terrible afterwards, after being so critical and judgmental of them, being very harsh with them. Right?But they find that the habit is so entrenched that the words would just come out on their own, like they can't help it. They just say it. And they suffer greatly from this because they hurt, they keep hurting their loved ones when what they wanted was to show their love. 我有一些来修行的菩萨们呢有跟我讲说呢，他们呢有一个让他们很痛苦的事情呢，就是呢，他没有办法停止呢对他身边的人呢是非常的what's critical? Critical 怎么讲？灵魂啊 ，critical judgmental 啊，那个很。不止挑是非常的很尖锐，很常常在批评他们，很非常一直的是很容易就在挑他们的错误，这样子整天这样子。尤其是呢就是他们的身边越亲的人就越常常发生，就是他的爸妈啦，爸爸妈妈啦，小孩啦，夫妻啦，最亲的人呢，这越是批评的厉害啊，可能有一个同感哈、啊。那这些菩萨们呢，就发现呢，这个习性非常深，非常严重，就是呢，这些
批评很尖锐很苛很良苛的话呢，很难听的话，就自己跑出来，虽然非常不想讲就跑出来。那他们呢很痛苦，因为这些都是他最爱的人，可是整天就是让他们受伤害。The vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings can be used to motivate one to look deeply into one's mind. Hello? Thank you, I have a chance to drink water. So...When we vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, we are using that to remind ourselves to look deeply into our own mind, however painful and difficult it may be, to search for the root cause of one's entrenched habits of being so harsh to others, for instance.I'm using this as an example, right? There might be other habitual tendencies. So very often what these practitioners find is that they have been harboring enormous self-hatred and they have been extremely harsh and unforgiving to themselves. And when they see other people behaving in ways that they criticize themselves for,This harshness gets directed to other people as well. But without seeing this, it is not possible to truly transform one's entrenched habitual tendencies. That's why it feels so automatic when it comes out. And the motivation to be less critical, to be a nasty person to other people,because we want happiness for them, is a way to apply our vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. Because of this vow, we are willing to do really difficult work in our practice to look into our mind, which otherwise we wouldn't want to do. Now, we can...就可以呢当我们在发这个愿要度无边的众生的时候呢我们就可以把这个愿用来了、用来作为我们的动力来了、推动我们呢去来参去看我们的心有些时候呢这个是非常困难非常痛苦的因为我们是要去寻找呢这些很精深地固的那个这些习性啊哈好像就是我们常常就是一直很肯定很强烈的去批评其他人可是呢有这个发这个愿就会作为我们的动力我们发现很多时候呢这些菩萨们呢就会发现呢他们有这样子的行为呢是因为他们自己整天就是在批评自己他们很恨自己所以呢觉得 不肯原谅自己的错失不肯好好的对待自己所以呢当他们看到其他人呢在也是做这些事情他是一直会批评自己的事这话的是事情呢他也会去批评他们这个就是一个习惯他整天在骂自己嘛一看到大其他人在做同样的事情他也骂他就这样子可是呢如果我们没有让自己好好的看自己的心念起心动念我们不会发现就有这个情况那如果没有好好的看清楚自己的起心动念呢我们是没有办法呢去转化这样子的习性的那我们怎么去找这个动力呢因为我们
我们这个做这个工作是不容易做的，因为去看自己的心里面这些的习性，可能是一个很痛苦的过程，很困难，我们大概都不想做的。如果是为了我们自己，常常，可是如果我们发的愿是希望我们可以度众生，这些众生是我们爱的人，让他们可以离苦得乐，可以让我不要对他们这么讲的这么难听的说话，不要让他们痛苦，我这个就是我们的动力，来推动我们做这个很困难在修行上的事情。 Another way to practice delivering innumerable sentient beings in our daily life is to make this vow whenever we encounter somebody, be it a family member or co-worker or a stranger we meet in a store or a person doing his or her job when we have official business. So what comes to mind is like, for example, when I go through airport security, you know, people search your bags, look at your ID, or, you know, because I have to fly a lot. Like when I come back to immigration and they have to let you stand in line and you let them look at your passport. We go through that all in our daily life. Every time we encounter someone, we remember to make the vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. And this is the sentient beings right now. We are vowing to deliver. Every time we encounter someone, regardless of how we feel and how that person is behaving, we vow to deliver this person by vowing not to cause him or her any harm and to bring joy to this person in within our ability, allowed by the causes and conditions. 那另外一个来修行啊，这个众生无边誓愿度，这个红是这个愿呢，发这个愿呢，在我们的生活里面来修行呢，就是呢，在我们日常生活里面，当我们碰到任何人、家人、我们的共事的同事、陌生人，或是我们要去办什么事情，他们来处理这个事情的那个人，我们都发这个愿，我要度无边的众生，我常常要坐飞机，所以我就想到好像去机场啊，那个要看我的行李的要看我的行李的那个工作人员啊，或是要过那个移民局啊那个官员啊，在排队啊，然后再看你的那个护照啊，整天都有这些事情哈。每一次我们碰到这个人，无论我们那个时候心情怎么样，无论那位菩萨究竟他的态度怎么样，我们还都要记得，我是发这个愿要度无边的众生，那这个就是我说我要度的众生。怎么度？就是我是发这个愿要不要让他痛苦，我不要做，首先我不要做让他痛苦的事情啊。然后在我们能力以内有可以做到的，让他得到安乐。这样子，每一个人，好。So, some concrete example, how do we go about doing this? Is that, we stand in line, security line, most people are just like, they just can't get upset, and then they get huff and puff, like, well, this is taking forever, and what's wrong with that person? And, that's not a pleasant job for that person, checking people's IDs and a boarding pass. And so you remember to give rise to this vow. It's like, I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. This is the sentient being. So, like, the least you could do is to have all your stuff ready, make his job easy, and like smile at this person, thank them, thank them for what they are doing. You don't need to like keep talking or whatever. But like, so that moment brings some positive energy for that person. You vow to deliver newborn sentient beings. Here's the sentient beings right in front of you. You don't need to fly to Africa to deliver a sentient being, right? Or like at the doctor's office, you know, that person sitting behind a counter all day long. She's doing this, doing paperwork, making appointments for people and all that stuff, you know. And like, you know, be cooperative. We vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. This is a sentient being. What is that you can do to make her job easier? And maybe, you know, she had this beautiful hair thing on it. Like you can make her make a compliment. You'll be surprised how happy it makes someone feel. You're not flirting with her, but just like, hey, it's really pretty what you have on. Add some spark to her day. Bring joy to her day. Delivering innumerable sentient beings. This is an alternative to how we might usually behave, acting out our stress and frustration towards them. Instead, we remember that we are delivering sentient beings. And in the process, we reduce conflict, and actually, you will probably find you feel happier going through the day this way. 那或许我们可以那个想一些这个例子实际上怎么去实行哈。那我们在好像那个刚才说呢，去机场里面呢那边呢要这排队要经过那个安检哈。那个时候呢，那位婆子你看那个通常在那个排队的时候，那个大家都是好不耐烦，就好烦的要等这么久啊，真是就大家的脾气都已经不好了哈。 那我想，那在那个时候呢，我们记得啊，我是要发愿度无边众生。那这位在做这个安检这位菩萨呢，他的工作是很辛苦的，因为整天这些菩萨都是那个很不耐烦哈，还有就是这个工作都是千篇一律的啊。那我们在想。 我们要度这个众生是怎么度的？不是说跟他讲啊，你要学佛啊，不是这样子，而是说，哎，我怎么可以不要给他麻烦？如果有可能，就给他一点那个快乐啊。那你这样子不给他麻烦，就是你把你的证件都拿出来，到那边就很顺利就过，就可以做好他，让他可以好好的做他的工作。然后呢，可以给他一点微笑哈，不要那个本本念的这样子。 最少有一个人记得跟他微笑，好，这个整天看到人都没有人跟他微笑的哈，是吗？在这个那在那个刹那里面，可能他就哦，也是有一个人跟他笑，或许呢，我们去看医生哈，在那个医生医务所里面呢，那位菩萨整天的工作就是帮人家那个登记呀，什么安排下一个看医生的那个 appointment 啊，那个他们就是也是这样子的工作。那我们这个就是你要度的众生了。我们记得众生无边次元度，这个就是众生。不要都非洲，不需要等到我去非洲的时候啊。这个都是众生，我怎么可以度？合作啊，把你他要你的资料，你跟他讲啊，态度很好，好好的啊，有礼貌啊。 还有，如果你看到他那个，如果那天弄得漂，那个头发好像很漂亮，你给他赞美一下啊，我们都喜欢人家赞美嘛，听得哦，他们就好高兴，就给他一天，可能就那个时候就让他很快乐，这个就是度众生，好。And at home. People may be stressed out and grumpy, sound familiar? We may be tired ourselves, and we get grumpy. But we remember to vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, and that's the sentient being right in front of you, your family grumpy family members in front of you. That's the sentient beings you have vowed to deliver right now. So we may see ourselves in reacting to the grumpy people at home. We might see ourselves complaining in our mind. What's wrong with it?
feel grumpy. It's like you may see yourself wanting to snap back at them. We may see ourselves fantasizing, well, how good it will feel to just say something mean back to this person to get back at them. We see all that. Yet, we remember this vow. I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. This is the sentient beings I'm vowing to deliver. And that will remind us to see that, why are they grumpy? Because they're suffering. They're suffering. That's why they're grumpy and mean, and they're not saying nice things to us. Right there and then, we find that we can happily give up all the mean things we want to say to hurt that person back, because they've been mean to us.
In家里, 这常常都发生就是我们生活很忙嘛, 那大家就会, 那很累啦, 那心情就不好啦, 哈, 那我们自己, 家人他们心情不好, 我们自己也很累啦, 心情也不好啦, 哈, 都会常常发生了。那这样子，当我们那个修行发这个众生无边誓愿度这个愿的时候呢，就提醒我们，我们说要度的那个众生，包括这些我们在家里在心情很不好，在讲一些很难听的话的众生，包括在里面哦，不只是外面那些其他的什么众生，这个也是我们要度的众生。 我们那个时候就可能就可以发现了，他们那个心情不好，讲得很难听的时候，我们可能在心里在嘀咕，在想啊，在投诉啊，或者我们的在心里面也希望想一些讲，我也讲一些很难听的说话来报仇啊，你讲的那么难听的，让我们也要让你痛苦，我们可能会这样子想啊。可是当我们记得在发这个愿，我要度无边的众生的时候， 我们当下就可以记得，哦，这个是我要度的众生，我们就会记得生那个慈悲心，说，哦，他为什么心情不好？因为他痛苦啊。为什么他讲难听的话？他在痛苦啊。那当下我们就很乐意的，不要把我们本来要想讲一些难听的说话来报复，我们就不讲了，有什么好讲的？ 他已经痛苦了，还加痛苦，他又痛苦，我又痛苦，没有意思了。So, remembering that we don't stop at not hurting sentient beings, but do our best to bring joy to them, that can help us bring ourselves to be kind, perhaps to say something soothing, and show our empathy and offer to listen to what is bothering them. Not so easy to do when we want to be mean and get back at them too, but like we calm down and remember that's sentient beings. I'm about to deliver. The amazing thing is that our grumpy feeling, our defensiveness will just disappear. We'll find that when we're focusing on want other sentient beings. And all these defensiveness and grumpy feelings are replaced by love and kindness. And this is the power of applying this vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings every time we encounter other people, regardless of who they are. Right. 我们要记得，我们不只是说不要伤害其他人，我们还要尽我们的能力呢，带安乐给他们。这样子，我们这样子记得的话呢，我们就会想到，哦，那这个人还在痛苦，我可以做什么？可不可以我给他？ 这是我一些慈悲，或是讲一些 让他可是可能可以比较觉得安心的说话，或是呢告诉他们我是愿意聆听他心里面不舒服的事情。这样子我们发现我们这样子做的时候呢，我们刚才心里面那个心情很不好，想要讲那些很难听的说话来报仇，都全部消失了，突然就心里面就是有的是爱跟慈悲。这个是很非常神奇的事情哈。所以呢，这个就是呢，我们用这个大愿发大愿，无论我们碰到什么人，都是要记得去发众生无边誓愿度这个大愿的功能。We can also practice this vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings, even when we are not in the presence of others. Remembering that we are all interconnected, every choice we make can potentially have an impact on others. For instance, this can motivate us to be mindful and remember to turn off the lights when we leave the room because, if we waste electricity, then we are generating greenhouse gas unnecessarily, and greenhouse gas in the atmosphere causes global warming in the form of violent weather pattern or rising sea level that hurt people in other parts of the world. We may never meet and see these people, but that is the effect of our choice in this moment. So when we vow to do our best to minimize harm caused to them and bring joy to them whenever causes and conditions allow, this is part of this practice of vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings. 那我们呢也可以呢就算我们没有人在我们身边，我们也是可以修行发这个愿众生无边誓愿度。当我们记得发这个愿的时候呢，我们会记得我们跟世界上所有的众生呢是息息相关的。我们做任何的事情，任何一个决定，都会有可能影响到其他的众生。当我们发这个愿，这样子修行的时候呢，就会呢，有给我们一个动力，让我们呢，时时刻刻呢，都会那个清清楚楚的留意在当下我们做的事情，我们在做什么，我们做的事情是对其他的众生有什么影响的。比如说我们要离开个房间，那个灯开着了，那灯不用再用了，我们就记得关掉关掉。通常我们想这是省钱嘛哈，不是。我们再加一个元素，就是这个灯如果我忘记关掉，那个产电的就会让那个有更多的那个二氧化碳产生在那个大气里面，这影响到我们的气候，这样子呢就让世界其他的地方可能受到影响。那个天气呢，我们都听到了那个很严重的暴雨啊，或是海水的个升高啊，都会影响到他们。虽然我们大概永远都不会碰到这些人，可是我们这一颗的决定就会影响到他们。这样子就是一个动力，让我们时时刻刻都会注意到我们的起心动念，我们的行为怎么样去影响到其他的众生。 Now some people can become a little bit paralyzed by this, because it's like, what does it mean that like I have to worry about everything I'm doing, you know, that's just going to drive me nuts. Now, that is not what it means.
It actually means that we can touch our connectedness to all sentient beings whenever we bother to do so. When we remember to do so by using this vow, vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings that help us remember the impact of our action on others, then we will find that our life is more filled with love for all beings. And we feel whole by our practice of doing our best to avoid causing harm to others.
那有些菩萨都觉得，哎，这样子好像很大压力哦，哈，那好像变成我做什么都是要我要想到对其他的众生有什么影响，他们可能就会觉得大压力太大了，哈。
我这个不是这个意思哈，不要搞错。这个意思呢，其实这个修行的方式呢，意思就是我们当我们时时刻刻的记得我们。可以我们在发这个愿的时候呢，我们那个时候就跟世上所有的众生呢是感觉到很亲密的，我们是跟他们的生命是很亲密的，然后这样子呢的生活呢，我们就发现呢我们的生命，我们在生命里面做的每个事情呢都是用爱，我们的对众生的爱来推动我们的。那这样子呢，这样子我们的做的事情都是希望不要让其他的众生受苦，希望带安乐给他们呢，这会让我们觉得呢，我们的生命呢，也是很有意义的。
And many, this reminds me of something I learned from Master Shen Yan many years ago when I was traveling with him to religious leaders' meetings. We had to go and stay in hotels a lot in those days. And I learned from him how to put this in practice.
那这个让我想起呢，很多年前呢，我跟圣严师父去到需要去参加国际宗教领袖会议的时候呢，常常要住旅馆嘛，那就会就看到师父怎么把这个修行，怎么去修行这个方法。Master Shen Yan told us that when we leave our hotel rooms, we should leave the room nice and clean instead of leaving a big mess behind. Now I remember feeling a bit surprised because our usual way of thinking is thatWell, I pay for this hotel room, and I'm entitled to having the room service. Why should I clean up my room before leaving or clean up after myself? But I remember Shifu's teaching, and later on, I realized that it is another way of vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings. Even though we don't know the hotel service person and we may not see them at all,But they too are sentient beings we have vowed to deliver. We may not be able to do much to help them, but the least we can do is to not leave a big mess in the room and worsen the burden of their very demanding job, because they have to clean and set up on many, many rooms in a very short amount of time.So by cleaning up after ourselves, we lighten the burden, and it's our way to cause less harm and bring joy to them. Right. 那很多年前呢，当我还是要常常跟师父去的不同的地方，参加国际宗教领袖会议的时候呢，我就从师父身上学到怎么样去。有修行这个方法哈，因为那个时候我们常常要住旅馆啊，那个师父就会教导我们呢，当我们离开的时候呢，要把那个房间收拾好，不要这个房间里面呢乱七八糟的给人家去休息收拾。那我那个时候呢笨笨的嘛，我就记得哎呦想到哎这个有点奇怪哦，那我们不付钱了嘛， 那个他们来收拾房间是应该他们的工作一部分哈。我记得，可是呢，为什么我在想，为什么我要就离开的时间把那个房间收拾好哈？可是呢，我把师父讲的记住在心里面。那之后呢，我就发现了，这个就是可以，我们这个就是师父教导我们怎么去修行，众生无边誓愿度。那个，虽然呢，我们大概不会，我们不认识这些在旅馆里面工作的人，大概没有机会碰到他们。可是呢，他们也是我们说我们要发愿要度的众生，好，就是我们只是发愿要让他们离苦得乐。那虽然可能我们没有什么能力帮助他们什么哈，他们的工资很少，工作很繁重，可是我们最少可以做到的就是不要把那个房间弄乱七八糟，让他们来收拾我们的房间很辛苦，因为他们的工作是非常繁重的。这个就是我们怎么可以落实众生无边誓愿度的修行。So we can see that vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings does not mean that we go around and proselytize to everyone, telling them, you should become a Buddhist, you should meditate, you should go to retreat, you should become vegetarian. Now, if you ever done that, you know how well that usually goes over. So I don't need to say that. So that's not what it means. So 那我们可以看到了哈，我们发愿说众生无边誓愿度，不是说叫我们到处去跟人家好像传教这样子啊，你要做佛教徒啊，你要打坐啊，你要吃素啊，你要怎么哈。我想大概如果你试过做这个事情，你就知道这结果是你又多受欢迎了哈。你讲的这话的时候，这不用讲了哈。What vowing to deliver innumerable sentient beings means in daily life is to treat all situations as opportunity for our practice. Cultivate clarity of mind. Refrain from causing harm to others. Do our best to bring benefits to others when conditions allow. It is a way to cultivate diligence and compassion in the practice. 所以呢，当我们说众生，我们众生无边誓愿度，在生活日常生活里面的事件的意识呢，就是把我们生活里面每一个当下每一个情况都当成我们修行的好机会。修行什么？修行那个清清楚楚的知道起心动念，不要给其他人带来痛苦烦恼。如果那个因缘允许的情况下，给他们带来喜乐，就是这样子修行。那我们这样子修行，就是我们是修行好好的修行这个正勤，一直孜孜不倦的在继续修行，还有修行慈悲心，升起慈悲心。I'm realizing that I'm not covering all four great vows today, so we'll see how far we go. The second great vow, I vow to cut off endless vexations. And I have seen another translation by Dan Stevenson in this book, of the Ox. If it helps you, afflictions without end, I vow to sever. So if the verb cut off sort of causes confusion, you can use the word sever. 那第二个啊，那个我刚才发现大概今天讲不完，四弘誓愿都讲完了，那我看今天可以讲多少。那第二个呢，就是烦恼无尽誓愿断啊。 vowing to sever our vexations or afflictions involves knowing what they are. Many people do not really want to see their vexations, do not want to know them. They just want them gone, cut off. The trouble is, cutting off vexations is not like holding a machete, whacking at tall grasses and branches to make a path in the jungle. We might be visualizing that, like whacking away our vexations. It is more like weeding. You need to know what kind of root this particular weed has so that we know which tool we should use in the right way to work our fingers and wrists to pull the entire root system out. You can tell I have done a lot of weeding. I had to do that when I was living in California with a big backyard and house. So I can visualize those weeds right now. So to cut off our vexations, we actually need to become very familiar with our vexations. 那当我们说烦恼无尽誓愿短的时候，这个去断我们的烦恼了，是需要我们呢去清清楚楚的了解我们的烦恼究竟是什么。那大部分的人呢不想要看他们的烦恼的，不想要知道他们的烦恼，他们只是希望把它断掉。我不要，我只是要把我们的烦恼断掉。的问题是呢，或许我们想到断烦恼就好像是我们拿着一个大的刀子在那个森林里面砍啊，把那些短烦恼砍啊，树啊草啊那个砍掉，就断烦恼了，开路了，这样子。断烦恼不是这样子的，断烦恼比较像那个把那个野草小小的，在可能你们有家里有院子，有我种过菜这些事啊，那个一看到那个野草呢，要知道这种野草那个根是怎么样的，是细的还是大的，然后你才知道要用什么工具，那个手要怎么去转，什么用什么力去把整棵那个野草那个所有的根都拔出来啊。我因为我在加州的时候常常要拔野草，我比较有点经验哈。那个所以呢，如果我们要断烦恼，我们就要对我们的烦恼非常非常的熟悉。Now in retreats, I often have retreatants coming to me saying something like, I have a lot of anger or whatever you would like to deal with. How do I get rid of it? That's what they want. It's like, just tell me, I do it. And my answer is to really get to know it. And more often than not, I sense resistance. They look at me like, no, that's not the answer I'm looking for. No. So many people hate their vexations. They just want to get rid of them. Hating our vexations. Wouldn't that be another vexation? Hatred? So we're adding vexations on top of whatever other vexations we want to get rid of. Paradox. 那在那个禅修里面呢，我常常有一些菩萨来跟我讲哈，我怎么样可以把我的烦恼断掉？他可能我是那个常常会有那个仇恨啊，那个脾气不好啊，我怎么可以把它断掉？那大家可以把它是其他的烦恼哈，他只是要把它断掉。那我就会说，好好的清清楚楚的知道你的烦恼是什么。那他们都非常那个，他们都非常失望，非常不愿意说，因为我讲的不是他们希望听的哈，因为他们很恨他们的烦恼啊，很恨的烦恼，就只是希望把他赶走。那当然我们心想一下， 我们很恨我们的房奴，那个恨不是也是另外一个烦恼吗？那我们就在烦恼上面再加一层烦恼了。当我们很恨我们的烦恼呢，我们是没有办法把它断掉的。So hating our vexations is not going to help us sever them. The way to cut off our vexations is to get to know the mind by engaging in chan practice. Settle down the mind. Cultivate clarity of what is arising in the mind so that we can see clearly what triggers our anger. For example,And we use anger as this example. How it arises. How our body feels when anger arises. Become intimately familiar with every subtle point of the entire process. And what are all the thoughts and beliefs that are justifying and supportingthis arising of anger, and how the whole experience ebbs and flows in our mind. 那我们发现，所以呢，恨我们的烦恼的是不会让我们断烦恼的，只是增加烦恼。怎么去断烦恼？断烦恼就是要用禅修来清清楚楚地认识我们的心，我们用禅修安心之后呢，我们就去修行，可以清清楚楚地看到起心动念。那我还是用嗔恨心来做那个比喻哈，来做那个例子哈，就是我们修行就是很清楚地看到什么情况我们是会生气的，这个嗔恨心会生气的，然后是怎么生气的，这个嗔恨心生气的时候我们的身体的反应是怎么样的，我们清清楚楚知道整个身体是怎么样的经验，还有所有的念头，所有的念头包括我们的我们相信的东西，我们觉得对觉得错，什么所有的起心动念是用来的告诉我们我这样子生气是对的，所有这些起心动念，还有这个整个过程是怎么发生的，起起伏伏清清楚楚。So I've been using anger as an example. There can be many vexations, right? Habits of mind that compel us to react to situations in unhelpful ways that cause ourselves and others to suffer. Maybe it's our strong urge to be in control of everything, which often is motivated by fear.Of losing control, or our tendency to be very critical of ourselves and others, or for some unknown reason, very deep fear of our own thoughts, or this very strong urge to run away from what we find unpleasant, want to escape, want to hide, or a combative.Tendency of always seeing everyone as being against us, ready to fight back, whatever it is. Or maybe what we find is a tendency of being very enchanted by wonderful feelings, right? For example, we just love it when we're being praised by other people, or when we are being made to feel important. Wow, I just love that feeling. Can't get enough of it. Get attached to them. Whatever it is, you take your pick. 那我一直在讲那个用那个真嗔恨心来做那个例子哈，可是呢其实烦恼有很多种哈，是吗？那个烦恼就是我们的看到我们的那个习性呢，就知道有很多种的很多类型的烦恼的，有一些可能是这些烦恼呢都有一个共通点，就是让我们呢在有那个状况出现的时候呢，我们的反应呢是呢会让其他人跟自己升起烦恼跟痛苦的。好，或许呢如果不是嗔恨心有我们可能发现我们是整天都是要控制其他人，要一定要其他人跟着自己想要做的方式，或是呢对其他人呢非常的那个尖锐，整天批评他们，或是呢我们有这个心里面有非常的整天有这个非常的非常大的恐惧感，恐惧我们的心里面的念头，好，或是情绪，或是呢有这个很强烈的感觉，就是希望要逃避我们对于这些我们不喜欢感受到的东西，我就想要跑，一直跑逃避。或是呢有这个习性呢，就是呢整天看到什么人呢就觉得我们是要打跟他们来吵架，他们是要对针对我的，我要怎么样去对付他们。或是呢有这个习性的是呢对一些好的经验呢非常的执着。或是哎呀，如果就有一些事情呢让我们感觉非常的良好的哈，或是人家赞美我们，哎呀这好高兴啊，让我们，或是让人家让我们觉得我们很重要哈，我们就心里面就觉得非常的高兴，我们一直就希望怎么样去让这个感觉再升起哈，我们就好像就是非常非常的执着。这些不同的烦恼哈，那个也大家可以去查看哈，看看自己有没有哈。So when we vow to cut off endless vexations, we are vowing to really get to know each of our habitual tendencies well, so that when they arise, we can choose to stop them unfolding rather than allowing them to take over. That's what it means by cutting off our vexations.那当我们发这个愿要烦恼无尽誓愿断的时候呢，我们是发愿呢，我们发的愿就是要清清楚楚彻彻底底的知道我们自己所有的烦恼习性，让我们可以知道他是怎么样升起的，直到他正在这个烦恼这个习性要升起了，这样子我们才有机会选择不要让他继续升起，就在那个当下停止它。这个就是断烦恼的意思。So vexations are endless. Instead of feeling intimidated, what it means is that we do not become complacent, thinking that I've been practicing hard, I have worked out a lot of issues, I think I'm done. No longer need to practice. No longer need to look deeply into my mind to understand the deeper,more subtle aspects of vexations, of my habitual tendencies. Right. So if we remember to give rise to this vow to cut off endless vexations, then we're much less likely to become complacent. We will not think that, oh, I think I'm done. I got the stuff worked out.
那当我们清清楚楚记得烦恼无尽，无尽的，无尽的意思就是说呢，那就会让我们呢记得呢，我们不会呢自满，不会会想到呢，我修行了好久了，又是很精进哈，我想我都差不多，我的烦恼都已经断了，我觉得都差不多了，所以都不用再修行了哈，不用再去看注意我的起心动念了哈，而是我们记得发这个愿的话呢，我们会记得我们没有办法看到的烦恼，因为它很细很深，我们看不到啊，不是已经断了，不要搞错，所以还是要努力哈。So, I'm definitely not going to the third great vow here. Vowing to cut off endless vexations help keep us from giving up when things are difficult. We may want to indulge ourselves to lapse into our habitual tendencies. I've been working hard. I've been practicing hard. I'll just, you know, like be angry or just run away from this one because, you know, just this is too hard. Let's run away from this one. We know this is our habitual tendencies, but we still indulge ourselves in this one. Because it is comfortable, it is familiar to do that, and it is our strong tendency to go back to our habits. The vow to cut off endless vexations is to remind ourselves that this urge to want to run away from this difficult situation is my vexation. And I have vowed to cut off endless vexation. And this should not be an exception. This too is a vexation. I have vowed to really understand clearly. Understand its root so that I have an opportunity to let go of it, to stop it from running my life, so that it won't grow in my mind. When we make use of this vow to cut off endless vexation this way, it is like having Buddha as your coach in life. When we encounter difficulty and want to give up, you bring Buddha, like, hey, Buddha, hey, didn't you say you vowed to cut off endless vexation? This is a vexation. You want to give up, you want to run away. Don't give up. Remember, you have done this. You know how to practice to work with your vexations. And we, in that moment, find the ability to re-engage in our practice rather than giving up. 这个修行，这个发这个烦恼无尽誓愿断这个愿哈，很重要，帮助我们呢。当我们碰到非常困难的情况的时候呢，我们可能会想要放弃，我们觉得这太难了，或是我们会想到我修行了，我一直修行的都修行的很努力了，可是这个太难了，我放弃了，我们就懈怠了，我们就想就说，哎呀，这个我一直修行了，可是这个我放放假吧，啊，我放假。我就对这个人发脾气了，或是我就我如果常常希望逃避的跑了，有遇到困难的时候跑掉，这个我
我这个放一下假了，我就让这个那个，我就逃避了，哈。会有这样子，想要这个是放弃了，对我们修行放弃了，哈。为我们很容易会有这样子的想法，因为为什么？这个是我们很习惯的模式，我们这个是对我们来讲是一个很舒服的状态，回去我们常常做的事情，所以我们很容易就会想要这样子。当我们记得发愿，烦恼无尽誓愿断，我们的提醒我们，我们发愿这个升起想要放弃这个念头，就是我们的烦恼啦。要记得我们也发愿要断这个烦恼的，好，这样子呢我们就会记得。那这样我们用这个发这个烦恼无尽誓愿断这个愿呢，其实好像我们有佛陀在我们身边带着他，常常记得提醒我们当我们遇到困难想要放弃的时候，这个愿升起来的时候，好像的佛陀跟着，你不是说要断烦恼吗？你不是说发愿要断烦恼，这个就是烦恼啦。你想要逃避，想要放弃，这个就是烦恼啦。不要放弃啊，因为你发这个愿嘛，你放这个愿嘛，你知道怎么样去断烦恼的，去认识你的烦恼的，你知道怎么修行的，用这个机会来修行。那这样子呢，我们就会记得重新升起这个愿力来继续修行。 So with the great vows we will be able to sustain our practice moment after moment, and this is the way to liberate ourselves from suffering and bring joy and happiness to those we love. 所以呢我们可以用这个愿力，怎么用，把它用到一个日常生活里面呢，就是呢帮助我们呢离苦得乐，也帮助我们爱的人呢去离苦得乐。So maybe I will finish the other two vows in a future talk. 那或许我在以后要有机会再讲那个第三跟第四个宏愿。Thank you very much.